Oh, Fantasia by Mort Garson. I was reading a Wikipedia page on him. It said something about how he has one of the weirdest collections of releases and musical involvements. This was released in 1976. And uses the synthesizer. Thank you. good music to wake up to, I think. I could see how it would be good for a plant. How they might enjoy it. Thank you.
Everything outside has to be subject to an effort of control. A gardener doesn't really work like that, unless it's, as Marcus mentioned, Versailles, which is to me the most grotesque of new gardens. It's the total denial of nature, the complete expression of human control of the earth. So it's perfect forerunner to the industrial age for sale. But what I think about, I suppose my feeling about gardening, I suppose most people's feeling about gardening, is that what one is doing is working in collaboration with the complex and unpredictable processes of nature, trying to extract into that some inputs that will take advantage of those processes and take you in the direction that you wanted to go. Use the dynamics of the system to take you in the direction you wanted to go. And start understanding that complexity can arise in another way, and variety and intelligence and so on. Essentially, the idea in there is that one is making a kind of music in the way that one might make a garden. One is carefully constructing seeds, finding seeds, carefully planting them, and then letting them have their life. So, and that life isn't necessarily exactly what you did, because it's characteristic of the kind of work that I do. there's something in the notes to this thing that says something about the difference between order and disorder. And it's in the preface to the catalogue we have, which I take issue with, actually, because I think it isn't the difference between order and disorder. It's the difference between one understanding of order and how it comes into being, and a newer understanding of how order comes into being. And another way I could translate that is to say it's a repositioning of ourselves on the control spring aspect. We're used to the idea that the great triumph of humans is their ability to control. And indeed, that must be the case to some extent. What we're not so used to is the idea that another great gift we have is the talent to surrender and to cooperate. Cooperation and surrender are actually part of the same skill. To be able to surrender is to be able to know when to stop trying to control and to know when to go with things, to be taken along by. And that's a skill that we actually have to start relearning. We are hubris about our success in terms of being controllers has made us overlook that side of our abilities. So we're so used to dignifying controllers that we forget to dignify surrenderers. The reason I have an acapella group of the kind that John mentioned is because it gives me every Tuesday evening the chance to do some surrendering, which is, by the way, the reason people go to church, I think, as well, and to art galleries. What you want from those experiences is to be reminded of what it's like to be taken along by something, to be taken, to be lifted up, to be whatever other words for transcendence are. And I think we find those experiences in at least four areas: religion, sex, art, and there's probably another one I've forgotten. Drugs, that's right, that's it, thank you. That's right. So I tend to put those all under the umbrella of surrender. In fact, it's interesting that if you look at the various cultures of the world, those things are either totally dignified or totally taboo in different mixtures in different cultures. In some cultures, some of them are mixed together, like the Hindu culture mixes sex and religion. Some cultures mix drugs and religion. I don't have any culture that mixes all of them, but if any of you do, please tell me about it. But essentially, they are all experiments in ourselves in trying to remind ourselves that the controlling talent that we have must be balanced by the surrendering talent that we also have. And so my feeling, my idea about art as gardening is to sort of revivify that discussion to say, let's accept the role of gardener as being equal in dignity to the role of architect, as in fact is shown in this lovely pavilion here. Thank you, that's all I have.
It's a really good talk he gave. The need to surrender, he says, as you heard, maybe if you're listening to the details. Maybe you're not, and that's okay. Letting it wash over. But yeah, check it out. Brian Eno, composers as gardeners. I thought it was fitting with this, a plant-themed set. And oh, what's this? When I was in LA last week, I was talking to someone about like our cells and how they regrow every like 7 years or whatever. And or shed or whatever happens to cells. Do they die? I don't know. But this like rejuvenation thing. I think that's cool that your body does that for you. Believe in patterns, nature, cycles of life. That's a thing that people say. Here is Dreamin' by Lou Reed.
I see your face, and I'm not without you. If I try hard and concentrate, I can still hear you speak. I picture myself in your room by the chair, smoking a cigarette. I close my eyes, I can see your face. You're saying I missed you. Dreaming, I'm always dreaming. If I close my eyes, I can smell your perfume. You look and say hi, babe. I close my eyes, pictures from China still hang from the wall. I hear the dog bark, I turn and say, what were you saying? I picture you in the red chair inside the pale room. Chair with a tube in your arm. You were so skinny. You were still making jokes. I don't know what drugs I had you on. You said, I guess this is not the time for long-term investments. You were always laughing, but you never laughed at me. They say in the end the pain was so bad that you were screaming. Now you were no saint, but you deserved better than that. From the corner, I watch them removing things from your apartment.
Get out of here! Get out!
But I can picture your red chair and pale room inside my head.
Get out of here! Get out!
If I close my eyes,
what
I
are
see
you doing
your
here?
Face, and I'm not without you. I try hard and concentrate. I can hear your voice saying, who better than you? If I close my eyes, I can't believe that I'm here without you. Inside your pale room, your empty red chair.
Surprises us all. Nature's ancient.
practices of nature is ancient. The practices of nature is ancient. So ancient. Nature is ancient.
Maybe because it exists. I don't know.
No, that's it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you.
I'm